Hi.
Hi.
I don't have an ick of the week, but I have a question for you.
Oh, okay.
That would be your ick of the week.
Okay.
All right.
Ready.
Yes.
Yes.
I just want to know, because I'm curious, because we talked about this earlier off camera.
Uh-huh.
Would, like, how do you feel about somebody having no pubic hairs? And by somebody, I mean a guy.
Having no pubic hairs?
Yeah, nothing. Bare.
Like, naturally?
Or naturally.
Like, they're getting rid of their pubic hairs? Like, how do I feel about men?
I don't think it could be natural.
Are you saying, like, just for people who shave?
They shave and wax it. It's just, it's a bare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Like, it's good.
I don't mind it. Sure.
Better than, what's that guy?
Allison, I mean, full disclosure.
Wait, what's that guy? The Lorax? No, not the Lorax.
The Lorax?
Not the Lorax. The Zohan.
Don't bring the Lorax.
The Zohan, not the Lorax.
The Zohan. Trees in the forest.
Yeah, he's got a tree in the forest.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't, it doesn't bother me either way, I guess.
Really?
Not really.
That's sweet.
Yeah, so no.
So you have no ick.
No, it doesn't freak me out.
Really?
No, I mean, I guess by the same logic, though, I'm like, if I wax all mine off, right. Does it freak people out? I don't think so.
I don't think it freaks anybody out.
No, so I don't feel like it freaks me out at all.
Yeah. I have a couple friends that have, like, been in situations, guys, like, that are into curls. And they've actually taken a step back when they felt the forest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not saying it's the right thing
scared
to do.
Scared them?
Yep. I'm just saying it's the thing that happened. It put the boy down.
Wow. Yeah. That much
not
so.
Even seeing it, just knowing it just was there.
Feeling it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like...
rude?
Yeah. It's like it feels a little disrespectful.
Is
I'm
it?
Like, what, but I'm like, it's just like, it's, I don't know. That's like such a personal preference, I guess.
Right.
That I'm like, I can't fault anybody for what they like or what they don't like. But at the same time, I'm like, it's part of the body. So like, grow up a little bit. That's kind of how I feel. But like, also, I guess if you're used to like, okay, like I've never seen a quote unquote pig in a blanket before.
What the, what's that?
You know, like an uncircumcised one in the flesh. So, like, if I had, would it startle me a little bit? Maybe.
Yeah.
But, like, I think I could learn to love
it. That's room for startling.
I think I would learn to love it if it was somebody who I loved.
Oh, okay. I'm going to side note that on the pig in the blanket.
Yeah.
I actually have a friend. They're a couple. Uh-huh. And she didn't know that he had a pig in the blanket for, like 3 years.
What?
Yeah.
For 3 years?
Yeah, because I guess my homeboy was not.
They were keeping it.
They were keeping
separate.
No, not separate. I think they were just keeping it up. Know what I'm saying?
No.
Or but... in the dark. There's a lot of things to question, but that's their truth.
Was he her first?
No.
Oh. Huh.
No, she specifically didn't know that he had one.
Oh.
You know?
How do you not know?
I don't know, because I've even, like, this was back in the day. Yeah. I have even walked in on them before. So I know that they were not. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
How do you not know?
Yeah. No,
somebody messed
like,
up in health class and just like never explained that like.
Right. No, because I was thrown off.
It's different.
I was thrown off because I knew. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm like, how did you not know? Because I'm like, you probably got real close. You know, I know you didn't put it in your eye, but you got it pretty close, I'm sure.
Right.
Anyways.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, at least she accepted it wholeheartedly.
No, she did. I mean, she accepted. Her whole did accept it.
PG-13. Yeah.
You know when on YouTube it says on the show it'll be like, is this inappropriate or is this explicit content? I always hit no. I don't want to try to deal with all that.
Listen, I just, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I tried. It's like a cute pig in a blanket.
Yeah. We talking code.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
But that's funny.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I was going to ask you, would it bother you? Either way, does hair bother you? Yeah, it does.
No, I didn't say anything.
Your face tells me that it does.
No, nothing bothers me. I love it. Awesome. I just like, listen, I'm going to overall this. I'm into things that are clean.
Okay.
Meaning.
Yeah, clarify that.
Yeah, don't be disheveled. Like, it's like a haircut. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I ain't trying to see you with messy hair in any capacity.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. But I will say this. I don't think I'm into... like a stylization. You know how like some people like really love a trail?
Or like a strip.
Or like a, what's it? Landing
strip.
Landing strip. Like, yeah. That's too much for me. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bringing too much focus to the spots.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to keep it like that. Yeah. Anyways, my mom watches the show. Your mom watches the show.
You asked the question.
I know, but I really wanted, I wanted you to answer it. And I didn't want anything to do with that.
Well, I support it all, you know?
That's nice. I support nothing. But let's keep going.
Period. I was trying to think if I had like an actual ick of the week. Wow. I mean, I feel like our friend today was a reminder of an ick.
Oh.
Incessant honking.
Oh.
I think is just like you need to relax and you need to calm down. Like there's nothing. I can't imagine outside of perhaps maybe a woman going into labor where like you need to be freaking out to that level. Although, you know what? I will say I can understand, like, the frustration of it. I just feel like if you're honking, knowing that it doesn't, in fact, cause the cars in front of you to move any faster, then it's just it's dumb.
Yep. You're a DAB.
What's a DAB?
Dumbass bitch.
Oh, yeah, period.
Yep. That brings me into something else.
Oh, okay.
The FAB.
What's the FAB?
Because everybody pay attention.
A fun ass bitch.
We have a new fuck ass Bob in the bed. Hello. Show it off.
Guys.
Yep.
I don't know if you can tell. If you're watching this instead of just listening, I don't know if you can tell, but we've lost a few inches on the Bob.
Yep.
And I love it.
Yep. Rachel is now the proud owner of a fuck ass Bob.
Of a fab.
Yep. You know the fab, right?
You know what? I think somebody else might have sent me something that did entail
the name. It was me, I'm sure.
It was probably you. Yeah. Yes, but yeah. I mean, does it have anything to do with like anything just a fun term?
Actually, in my head, silently, I haven't discussed this with you, but I have been wondering prior if your other haircut was a fuck ass Bob. Like I was really thinking about it, but I was like, something about it seems super, like kind of peaceful to me.
Yeah.
And it seemed like more like matronly and lovingly.
Yeah.
And it was just like it was longer and like less intense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now
it's kind of a lob.
Yeah, now that you got a haircut, I know you got a fuck ass Bob.
It's like so it's vibing.
Yeah.
It's sharp, it's blunt.
Yeah.
To the point.
No, it's blunt and to the point. And like the thing is the internet wants to say that the fuck ass Bob is like is rude to say. I don't think it's rude.
Oh, yeah. It's a bad thing?
Some people will say it like it's a bad thing. Like,
oh, okay.
The origin story was like, get out of here with your fuck ass Bob. Like, that's what it was like. But to me, it's like, it's embodiment of a hairstyle. Like, you got a fuck ass Bob. Like, now you walk in the room, they're going to be like, damn, this bitch got a fuck ass Bob.
She
doesn't give a damn.
No, it's so real. Yeah. I respect the term. Yeah. I think it's great. I also just feel like you literally can't tell me nothing with a sharp ass Bob.
But that's what I'm saying. You got a fab.
It's great.
Yeah.
Like, you can't tell me.
Yeah, because the origin story, people will argue it, but the modern day origin story was from Kat from Euphoria.
Oh.
She's the new OG fuck ass Bob.
Got it. You know her Bob was great.
She had a fab.
Yeah, period.
And she acted like it.
And she did.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
But I'm just saying, I can feel your personality shifting already.
It's an elevation. I'm not going to lie. I've definitely felt like I've elevated since getting my hair cut.
No, you're going to be like doing some shit.
It just feels like every outfit looks better with this cut.
Ooh.
I just feel like that's like an accessory in itself.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shout out to all my Babiana girls out there.
Not the Babianas.
If you're a Babiana, hit me in the comments. Yep,
all the Babianas.
Yes.
Except for Bobby Altoff.
Ooh.
Ooh. Actually, I do like her. I just wanted to say.
Yeah.
Just diverting into what we've talked about earlier.
Yes.
I want to set the record straight for y'all.
Yes. Okay. Oh, this is important.
This is really important because we've been getting a lot of comments being like, why is everybody's podcast in a bed? Why is everybody film a podcast in a bed? And I just want to put this out there that we were the first ones, all right? I've pulled out receipts, okay, from 2021. Or was it 2020?
You said 2021.
2021. We had planned to make our podcast in a bed and we have receipts, images, texts, all of the things pulling that damn bed. All
For
right?
anyone who would like to see.
Right. Because because we had a meeting. We were going to do the damn boucle chairs, you know, like
we were.
The basic
we had
ass.
Ordered things. Yeah, and we're literally assembling a completely different set.
Yeah, yeah. We were going to do basic ass shit.
Yeah.
And then we were like, no, that'd be so fun to do a bed because I was like, how fun is that?
Yeah, we were like, nobody else has done it.
Nobody has done it.
Yeah, then, we were like, it's so cool, so unique.
Right. And then we aired a podcast with a freaking bed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding you. After we did it, everybody's been doing it.
I have been seeing it a lot. Yeah, whether, and yeah, we've been getting messages.
Right. And whether it's on purpose or subconscious,
yeah,
it's been happening.
I think we've like created a new zeitgeist.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. Right.
But we're not getting the credit. That's the problem.
Well, yeah. Well, you know? The people who know right. us are hitting us up like, hey, yeah. this bitch stole your idea.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, as far as, yeah, the rest of the internet,
right.
it's probably not known yet
right.
that we were the OGs. At least we think yes. we're the OGs. Honestly, yeah. I would like to challenge anybody else out there. If you have also started a podcast in a bed, correct us. If yours is pre-2021, I'd love to know. Because I'm like, if you're the real OG, then I'll give the crown. Mm. But as of right now, it seems like we beat a lot of these bitches to the punch.
I think we know the answer. I'm unbothered by the people who like have done a one-off one though. Like actually like Bobby's was a one-off.
Yeah.
Like Call Her Daddy, I think is a one-off that mm-hmm. they did a, you know, in the bed one. Mm-hmm. But as you said before.
Oh, she has two, I just saw.
She has two in a bed?
She has two in a bed.
All right. Let's see if there becomes a third.
Right.
But we said we're going to give her the benefit of the doubt because we have half of her name.
Yes, that's right.
That we do.
Yes.
Which, you know, has nothing to do with her technically.
Yeah, but she gets a pass. She gets a pass. Bobby, yeah. I love you, girl, but...
No, she gets a pass because it was only once. One crime.
Okay,
but so... I could name other people who are doing it on consistent.
Mm.
It's because what we did is we taught them that they have a podcast set.
Mm.
And they don't need to go out there searching for it.
Mm.
Yeah. When ours is an actual set.
Wow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell them what you did in this room.
Guys, I actually... First of all, this set was like... Not going to be the set.
Mm-hmm.
We were actually going to be filming in a completely different location.
Yeah.
And had literally already started setting up something completely different. Right. We had curtains up.
Yeah.
We had ordered a table.
It was all neutrals.
We had, like, I think our chairs were, like, back ordered, but we had ordered chairs. I believe.
No, we did.
Yeah, because we had to cancel those once we changed the idea. But honestly, the idea for this room was spurred by a chick on TikTok who... She had done a monochromatic room. Mm. And I was like, oh, I love that vibe. And I was like, hers was pink though. And I was like, oh, I want to pick a different color. But I like the idea of like everything in the room being the same color. Right. I think it feels very chic. Nonetheless, we ended up with this color, which is in fact green meets blue.
Green meets blue.
I don't know if like, depending on what screen you're watching on.
Right.
I feel like sometimes it looks more green. Sometimes it looks more blue.
Right.
It's
just because they're meeting.
It's green meets blue, right. Period. But I mean, yeah, like worked really hard to get everything in this room to be the same color. Right. Obviously our sheets are white. I had to find some sheets that match, but like the headboard, the bedding, the wall color, you can't see it, but we have curtains in here that are the mm-hmm. same color.
Right.
We have a plant that it's literally was painted to be the exact same color as the room.
Mm-hmm.
The lampshades, same color. We redid the furniture in here, chair, desk, and nightstands, which I don't know if you can see. All been painted to be the same color. So it is truly a monochromatic room in here.
Right. I'm just saying. There's stuff even off camera that's the same color. The effort's been put in.
It has.
And we're just saying this is the OG bed podcast. And we're going to claim that title unless challenged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we should put it in our bio.
We are.
The first, the first bed podcast that's on the internet.
Right.
Or the first podcast to be filmed in a bed.
That's really long. Anyways. I didn't tell you. I've been saving a story about my week for you.
Dime.
Yeah. So I went to a friend's birthday party this week. You know how I do that little thing. My little one outing a year. A few outings a year. Yeah. I have a couple friends, weirdly. But I do birthday parties, you know. Yes. Did the whole thing. Okay. We got, like, separated, like, in the middle of it. That doesn't matter. What matters was what happened when I had got home, right? So I'm sitting here, and I didn't tell you this. I've been saving it for this. Okay. I don't drink that often, like, anymore. I used to be a tank, but I don't drink that often anymore. So when I'm taking shots, especially shots, like, I don't take shots. So I had a few, okay? So I'm, like, feeling myself, right? I go home. I'm like sitting there, right? I'm like getting ready. I'm like, I got to brush my teeth, like do the whole thing. I'm going to go to bed. It was like so early too, because this was like a day birthday party. It was like 7 p.m. But like, you know, when you've been buzzed a little bit, you're like, I'm going to bed early, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there brushing my teeth, right? Uh-huh. And when I'm brushing my teeth, for some reason, like usually I like have TikTok on or something. Like I'm just kind of like getting ready, listening to TikToks. And I like the longer ones. So coincidentally, I was listening to Trisha Paytas at the time, all right?
Love her.
So I got Trisha Paytas like sitting there, okay? Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, my ass wakes up in the bathtub, okay? I'm just laying in the bathtub, and I'm not like saying like I'm laying in the bathtub with the water on and I'm like fitting in there.
Yeah,
I'm laying in the bathtub with my legs up on the fucking like
sides
with my back. I'm like sitting there like fully bent over in the bathtub, and Trisha Paytas is just like sitting there on repeat. So I'm like, damn, I went down while listening to Trisha Paytas. And Jacqueline's like, my sister's like knocking on the door or whatever. And I don't really know exactly what happened. My theory is that I either A, passed out, or B, I tripped on the rug because the rug was all fucked up.
Oh my God.
Grabbed like the shower curtain as I went down. And that is, I think, why I didn't end up dying, because the whole shower curtain was completely down and everything. And my knees are like all bruised and whatever. But for some reason, I was able to like bounce back up after. But I've been a little confused because I was I think I was down for like 30.
Stop it.
Just chilling.
You were out.
Yeah, because Jacqueline didn't realize there was a problem. Like she heard the crash, but she was like upstairs. But she just thought I like dropped something.
Right.
And she thought I was just watching videos or like whatever. But
yeah.
But then she realized she was hearing Trisha Paytas over and over.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So then I hop out the bathtub because like she couldn't, you know what I mean? Like I just like came to and I was just like, what the fuck just happened?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And that's so scary.
Yeah, whatever. But meanwhile, everybody is like sitting here like texting me and whatever. And they're like all having the birthday parties continued. And everybody's like sitting here and be like, you know, what happened? Bitch, I was in the bathtub.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what happened.
That's a little like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. But it really, I was like not that intoxicated. You know what I mean? It wasn't really because of that.
Do you feel like you like hit your head or something? And that's why you like.
Don't recall?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I passed out. You know how I've been doing that lately, kind of, you know. Unrelated.
No, wait. I think you should talk about that also, because I feel like people maybe should know that that's something that can happen.
Oh, just a little context right now?
Yeah, but like, why else would you just randomly pass out if you weren't like blackout drunk?
Right, right. I've been having little pass out bouts lately. So it's not like, it's like not totally unrelated. That's why it is plausible.
Mm-hmm.
The first time was at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Period. He's working hard. yes, my heart rate was above 200 and I went down. And I was not even working out that hard.
No, it's crazy. Yeah.
Then I found I had a little bout with anemia I don't think the bout's over, unfortunately. I thought it was that one day.
Oh.
I was having a good time.
Yeah.
But actually, life's been rough lately.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't that kind of show. But the truth of the matter is, I did go down. It ended up, we spun it into being funny because, like, I'm not hurt, you know?
Right.
I might be dazed and confused still. And I honestly only ended up with, like, tiny little leg bruises just because, like, the curtain rod hit me.
Mm.
But I think it saved me from, like, really... You know what I mean?
Eek.
Went down. And then what really got me though, because then Jacqueline, my sister, was like freaked out or whatever. And then for some reason, we decided to like put Atlantis on the movie, you know? So then I took
as one does.
Yeah, and she's like, then you went to bed for 2 hours and then just woke back up. And she's like, it was weird. My mouth, like I was sleeping with my mouth like this, fully open.
Oh my God.
I'm not a mouth breather, okay? Don't do that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what you were drinking that day, but that makes me feel like there might have been...
Something. No.
You know?
I don't think so.
I don't know. But
yeah.
I'm glad you're all right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're right. Also, did it make you feel like this is what happens when you take one day out to go have fun and crazy things go down?
Kind of. Yeah, because I told you the rest of the story. I'm not going to speak about it on here.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
You know?
Lots of stuff.
Just got to be careful. Be careful in these streets. But also, I don't even know if you could help that situation. I don't really know what happened to
right.
you.
Right. No, I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm actually not even curious. That's the weirdest part. I'm just like, yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
He's alive.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of like things that like, I don't know what happened here. Like, So I'm talking to a really good friend of mine who's a producer, and he was telling me about a situation in which he was in a session for an artist, and this girl, this is like, oh my gosh, speaking of trying to keeping things like PG-13, I apologize in advance, plug your ears for a second. The girl in his session started masturbating in the middle of the session while playing her own music and her own song.
Okay, so let me backtrack real quick.
Yep.
This girl is flicking the bean in a work environment.
In a work environment. And she has never even met the other people who are in the room before.
And she is doing it privately or publicly?
This is like in her home. She has a studio in her house. Oh. So technically not public.
No, no. I'm saying like, what was she letting them watch, or was it like a secret for her?
No, no, no. It was, it just was happening. Like she was letting them watch, essentially. There were two other people present besides herself.
Two guys or two girls?
Two guys.
Two grown men. Mm-hmm. Grown ass men.
Mm-hmm.
But this
one
girl
is married with children.
He was not expecting this.
Not expecting it.
And then she's got her legs propped up, I'm assuming.
I think she was in a chair.
And like, so it was because she was listening to music and she loved it that much.
Like, yeah, she was basically just saying that the concept of the song like really turned her on. And then literally as soon as like she starts playing it for them, she sits down and starts pleasuring herself. I was just like trying to put myself in that situation, trying to imagine what I would do. And I'm like, I'm like, is that like, because here's the thing, right?
Right.
This is a question for the internet, honestly. Okay, so you're in a room with a man who starts doing the same thing.
Right.
Instantly, I'm like, that's like sexual harassment. Like,
right.
You can't be doing that
right.
in a workspace. For some reason, I feel like there's maybe a weird double standard. Like a female does it in a weird sense. You're like, oh, right. that's like,
right.
that's really hot. Or right. like, that's really cool of her to be that open. But I'm like, isn't that also kind of sexual harassment? Like workplace?
Let me, I'll put it for
lines
you.
Lines were crossed.
I don't know if anybody's going to have opinions on this, but I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
She's a predator.
It's crazy, right?
She's a freaky ass predator and she should be put on a list technically.
It's crazy.
Now, will she ever? No. And that's because honestly, I think the vagina is less threatening. That's the truth. And also you don't have to clean up on aisle 5 afterward. It's the truth.
Wow.
I wouldn't have said anything about it. I'd be like, God damn, that was crazy. And then I would have told you the story and I would have laughed and gone home.
Yeah.
Had somebody brought out a 9-inch pushlong
yeah.
at me, right. shot something in my fucking eye, saying they love the song that much.
Crazy.
I'd be like, God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. I don't know what the double standard is, but it's wild.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know how I would respond in that situation. Like, I don't yeah. know how you'd turn around and be like, oh my God, I really love that song so much.
I don't know what I would do, but no. I love that you shared the story.
It's crazy. I'm like, I'm trying to think of like even like the craziest situation I've been in. I've never been in anything that's that crazy before.
Really?
Thank God. Thank God. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm like, I've seen people like definitely like abusing substances
right.
in sessions, but never that.
No, never that.
No.
Yeah.
That's a special one. But I don't know. My friend wants me to work with her soon, so.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you going to?
I'm like.
With the same guy that was in with her the first time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he liked it then?
No. He just actually thinks that she's very talented. And I believe him. I believe him.
I don't.
I do.
That's the truth.
I believe him.
I think,
but you know what?
I think she is talented in different
ways. I am curious to meet the type of girl who would do that. I'm like, I'm very curious to see what her vibe is about.
I'm sure it's a freaky weird vibe.
I've heard some of the songs. They're not bad. But that performance.
Right.
I can't be present. I think I would actually start laughing because I think I'd be so shocked.
No, I'd be like, what?
I think
that
I'd
away.
Be-
like, you know what I mean?
You're like, girl.
Yeah. I just like, what's the goal? Like, I just don't get the goal.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there was a goal.
I can't explain that.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. But well, that's just a fun,
I guess, for the plot
fun story.
Let us know
if yeah.
you're going to go.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely will.
maybe we'll have her on the podcast.
Oh my gosh. You know, the best part is if we had her on and nobody even knew that it was her. But we knew.
Well, what if she started doing her favorite trick?
Not in the bed. No.
Seems more appropriate than where else she's been doing it.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay, I have a question for you.
Okay.
How do you feel about, like, weight loss progress pictures?
I feel great about it for me.
But, like, actually, like, posting the, like, process.
Okay, is it significant or is it, like...
We can say it's significant or maybe it's not. In general, I feel like the part that's kind of funny is, like, right. I've never shared any such things.
Right.
But have I taken pictures before?
Right.
Like when I've been on people's like plans? Yeah, I've taken pictures.
Right.
But then it's like, I just imagine being somebody who posts them and then you don't see the progress that you want to see, or it's not impressive to other people.
Right.
And meanwhile, now all of your befores
right.
are just out there on the internet.
Right.
You know?
I think the concept in general, I feel good about it actually. Because
yeah.
I think it's like, it's a lot of work. You know what I mean? If to like be on a weight loss journey is like not easy, especially if you really get in shape like by the end of it.
Yeah.
It's like something that is worth noting and applauding, in my opinion, to live a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
So if you're doing stuff and you're making it happen and you logged it, slay queen, mama.
Slay.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know, we love that. I don't know if I've actually stumbled across like upon anybody who like kind of just looks the same. Like, I don't know if they're really out there posting. I'm sure they are. I have never seen it.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
But like, am I going to post my own? It's almost a 0% chance, except if somehow I had enough footage to make it, the video a minute and 1 second long so I could monetize it. That's the only way I would do it. That's the truth. But I don't want to post it. I just want the money.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I think most people are doing it for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
But I don't mind consuming the content. I'm just like not going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I imagine to an extent it's designed to like help hold you accountable.
Sure.
Where it's like if you post it, then you have more pressure to like follow right. through and keep
right.
going.
Right.
But I don't know. I know myself.
Yeah.
I feel like if I were to post it and I was like, right. it's just going to be a before until
right.
until who knows what.
You know what's really funny about me, though, is
yeah.
I usually take the thick pick. Like, mm-hmm. I'll do the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't log it as we go, like, 0% logging. But then the weird part is I'll know that I lost weight, and then I'll look back at the thick pick, and I'll be like, I kind of look the same, low-key. You know what I mean? Like, it'll be, like, 20 pounds different. I'll be like, I kind of just look the same.
Right.
Might even look worse.
No, well, I've been having like some weird like moments where I've taken pictures where I'm like, wow, like I feel like I look really skinny in that picture.
Right.
And I do not feel like I am that skinny. But it's just fun because it's like ultimately I do think it's like it really depends sometimes on those angles you're hitting.
Those angles.
Everything else. Are you sucking in? Are you not sucking in?
Right.
Were you bloated that day? Were you not bloated that
right.
day? There are so many factors.
Right.
But like I just would feel bad putting that pressure on myself to like have to beat whatever picture
right.
I put up as my before.
Right. But like maybe you're just not, like that doesn't drive you.
No.
Because you're not like competitive, right?
Not really.
Yeah. So it's like
no, I'm not
you don't want to compete against yourself.
No.
You know? You just
no, I support her. I love her.
You just want to be, oh, really?
Yeah.
That's really sweet of you. I hate him. For myself.
Stop.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like your mom's going to be so sad when she hears you.
No, she knows me. I'm just saying, I don't support or love him.
What?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
This is giving therapy.
It's not giving therapy.
No, but why? Why do you
I like
hate
the
him?
At me.
Oh, well, then that's good. You
yeah,
love him.
I'm just saying, the busted version of me, I don't look back at him and support and love him anymore.
Oh, you're talking about the pictures.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I thought you were talking about yourself in general. Because I was just saying, like, for me, like, yeah, no, I'm not, like, trying to compete against myself because I support and love myself.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the old picture.
Oh, okay, okay.
Where,
that
like,
makes...
I'm not looking back at old busted pictures and been like, oh, my God. I think he was happier, though.
Oh, my
gosh. Low-key, because he was eaten down.
Well, listen, I have, like, actually, let's go on a little weight loss. Lost journey. Because when I was younger, I was definitely on the heavier side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because like I have one picture that like really just sums it all up.
I got one too.
I'm like, it is my, I think I was in third grade. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I was third grade. And I was on a basketball team. And so we were taking our basketball team photos. They take an individual picture and also a team picture. Mm-hmm. And I remember that my individual, you could really tell what I was wearing more because you know, it's just me.
Right.
But I had on spandex shorts. And I'm like, my mom let me wear these for the picture. I should have been wearing basketball shorts. It would have been far more forgiving.
Like spandex, like biker shorts.
Yes, like clinging
to
the body.
Right.
So I'm wearing like a t-shirt that's maybe a little too small for me, plus spandex shorts that are hugging everything, holding my little basketball on my hip.
Right.
And that is like the picture when I think about like, wow, I've come a long way.
Right. Like wait, picture. How old?
I was probably like 9.
Oh, that doesn't count.
But like, you know what though? I have to say props to all the kids I grew up with because nobody ever called me fat. And I really appreciate that because I was on the chubby side. And honestly, my grandmother was probably the only person who really pointed it out to me. Love her for that, though. She was really just trying to make sure I didn't have diabetes, but...
Queen.
But it's true. I, like, I feel like I was, like, a little on the chunky side from maybe, like, second grade up to, like... Maybe up to fifth grade. I feel like sixth grade is when I kind of slowly started to, like, thin on a little bit.
Right.
Then by high school, I feel like I had slimmed down quite a bit.
Right.
But honestly... You're beautiful at every size for everyone who's watching. Mommy loves you.
Nice.
Yeah. Just had to put that in there.
Nice.
Just had to throw that out. If you're a little 9-year-old girl who's out there rocking spandex shorts in your basketball picture looking a little thickums.
Yeah.
I support you and
that's
I love
really
you.
Cute though. I'm sure.
It's not cute.
Oh, it's not cute. No, see, my like version of that was like when I was in my 20s. And I look back and I'm like, damn, somebody should have told me something. I was having a good time, though. I was drinking. I was.
You
eating.
Were putting on those freshman 15.
No, it wasn't freshman.
Oh, yeah, you said your 20s. Oh, so it's a little after freshman. Okay,
it was
college
doing it
is
for
a crazy time.
It wasn't a crazy time. It was the best time of my fucking life. Mm-hmm. I was eating pizzas every day with Lay's chips on the side. And I was drinking. And I was having a blast. But you know, actually, here's the story. Mm. This is how it came to my realization. Because I thought only I knew that I was a little thickums then. I was doing something in school where we were like running for like, I'm not going to put all my business out there. But it was a recruiting position where I was the face of the organization, right?
Mm.
And I knew I was the best person for the job just because I'm organized and on top of my shit.
Yeah.
And I remember I did end up getting the position, but I remember there being a debate if I was a good face physically for the position.
Ooh.
Because they didn't think that I aligned with the look.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're giving me flashbacks to Abercrombie.
Oh yeah. I kind of got Abercrombied. And the good news is I made it through, but then I was told that later. Like I wasn't in the room during that. I was told it by my friends later in the nicest way possible. Though I was like hurt by the situation, I also then was like, thank God somebody told me. But that's just my view. I don't know, for me.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll be real and say that for me, like being on the thicker side, it does develop your personality. It really does. I'm grateful for the good times and the rougher times.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I built really strong friendships with people. And I feel like I learned to really appreciate who I was, you know?
Right.
But no, I think, like I said, you saying that reminds me of Abercrombie. And like, I had a ton of friends who were getting scouted to go work there. Never once got asked.
Really?
No. No.
Didn't they rebrand now?
Yes. And honestly, actually, really a big fan of the rebrand. Love the new clothes.
Yeah,
Abercrombie,
have, like,
send
really...
us some stuff. I'd love to wear it on the pod.
Nowadays. Yeah, okay. We got to stop speaking. If you guys are going to sponsor us, we got to stop speaking about you.
Sorry. But no, I'm just saying back in the day, and I think this is public information at this point. There was a whole documentary on this on Netflix.
Yeah,
but no, I remember my friends like who got scouted and I remember sitting there thinking like, damn, like, it's interesting that I've never been asked. But you know, what's funny is like, I don't think that I wanted to work there. It just was like,
it
just made me think about like, really, the girls were very much a type.
Right.
The boys, I feel like, actually were more diverse than the girls.
Oh, really?
Like, the girl type was, like, more specific.
Oh, I don't feel the guys. That way. At my Abercrombie.
Your Abercrombie.
My Abercrombie was different. Yeah. I felt like the guys were naked. And they seemed very much one type to me.
Yeah,
chiseled.
But...
Chiseled.
Yeah, fair.
That's hard to be chiseled.
It's hard, but, like, none of my friends were chiseled. It just was, like...
Yeah, because they didn't have to be naked.
That's true.
I'm saying.
But I'm saying I didn't have to be naked and I didn't get asked.
And I did.
You got asked?
No. Well, no, I did actually.
You got scouted?
I did. But they wanted me to be in the cash register.
Oh, At least you got.
They ain't naked.
At least they had a spot for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it did feel good. I'm not going to lie.
No, it's validating in a sad way.
Yeah.
In a sad way in high school to be asked to be an employee of Abercrombie was like,
oh. No, I know, but I never wanted the job. I never did it either.
I wouldn't have actually wanted to take on anything else during high school. Yeah. I was like doing way too much during high school.
Do you think though, like low key marketing wise, now that I'm really dissecting it, I actually remember that like people from my like school and stuff would purposefully go into Abercrombie just to get the boost of potentially being asked.
Well, hey, honestly, maybe that was my problem was because I never shopped there.
Yeah, like I thought maybe like part of the draw was that they wanted you to come in.
Yeah.
And just to ask you, they were never hiring you, but it could just get people in the door.
Possible. Mm. Probably also created a lot more customers.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, even when I was working at Victoria's Secret back in the day, that was my first like
you
official
job. You were a VS girl?
She was a VS girly. That was my first official job.
Yeah.
And I like definitely remember I spent so much of my paycheck there. Mm. Like it's like ridiculous because when they give you such a good discount.
Right.
So I'm like, really? You kind of just got labor plus you're also getting somebody who's spending a shit ton of money there.
Right.
And like those are the best employees to have, I feel like. So I was like, that actually, yeah, was probably very smart marketing on Abercrombie's part. Because not only are these kids buying your clothes.
Right.
But now they're working for you. And essentially, it's almost like you're paying them less because some of the money is just going right back into the store.
Right.
It's crazy.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting thoughts.
Interesting proposition.
I know. We should start a store.
Yeah. Ooh. No, we won't. Nonetheless, all of this was just a spark dialogue. It wasn't to offend anyone.
No. I really hope we didn't.
Yeah.
But.
We didn't either. I was just like kind of saying my experience.
No, me too.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best of luck to y'all.
Nonetheless. The best of luck.
Nonetheless.
Again, everyone's beautiful. Yeah.
Okay, but speaking about food. This has nothing to do with food exactly.
Nice segue.
But have you ever heard of one cookie versus two cookie?
Sounds like a children's book.
Say. I actually categorize people like this like all the time. So it's like this old ass study of like children where they like leave a kid, right? In a room. It's like the child and either their parent or like a psychologist or whatever. And it's about patients. And they'll be like,
That's like study they were doing for a while.
Right. So they put the kids in the room and they'll be like, hey, you can either have this cookie now or I'm going to leave for a little bit and I'm going to come back with another cookie if you don't eat this cookie.
Do you remember when they were doing this on TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did it a little bit ago. Yeah. But they were doing it kind of differently. I remember Stormy was involved.
No, she was so cute.
Patience.
Yeah. So basically the kids that had the patience ended up coming back and having two cookies and the kids and a lot of kids would eat the first cookie because they wanted the instant gratification.
Right.
And I have taken that. I learned this like years ago. Like this was like in school kind of stuff. And I realized how much I can apply that to almost everybody I know. And I think in my head, that, like I've always done this. I'm like, ooh, you're a one cookie. Ooh, you're a two cookie.
One cookie versus two cookie. Yeah.
And there's some people who like kind of teeter. I think they're like a one and a half cookie.
Sure.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. That's like, I love that. That gets the little psychology part of my brain, like,
going
excited.
A little bit. Which one do you think I am?
Oh, I definitely think you're a two cookie.
Period.
Yeah.
I am a two cookie.
Yeah. Well, what would you think I am?
I think you're a two cookie. Oh, I don't tend to get along.
I was hoping I'd be a two cookie.
I got to be honest with y'all. I don't really get along with one cookies professionally. That's for sure. I don't.
That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, I definitely think our business kind of requires you to be a two cookie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe certain industries require one, certain require the other.
Mm-hmm.
But in our line of work, you got to be a two cookie.
You got to be a two cookie.
We're waiting for that gratification.
It's a hurry up and wait business for sure.
Yeah. No, but I just like, no, I feel like people who are like, I don't know, susceptible to like, I might even be like biological in the sense of like people who just have like their biological needs need to get met immediately. You know what I mean? Almost like a cheater.
Mm.
One cookie.
One cookie.
Yeah. Or like, I don't relate to this personally just because like my hunger cues are not the same. But like, I never understood when I was growing up, like how people would get hangry and like whole attitude would change and whatever.
Yes.
And I would just be like, I don't know, we're eating later. Like I'm hungry, but I'm chilling. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And like people would be like, it would ruin everything.
No.
And I'm like, one cookie.
Yes. There's like one of the new Real Housewives of New York is yeah. like constantly like using that as an excuse. Like, I was hungry.
Right.
And I'm like, that is not an excuse. Yeah.
No, but
I'm sorry. I love her, but that's right. not an excuse.
No, but for some people it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think you're right. It's like about getting your needs met ASAP.
Yeah.
And I'm also like, sometimes it comes across as very like selfish.
Right.
And I also think that like, I don't know, if you can't display a little bit of patience,
right.
it's definitely not a good look.
But I'm like, is it selfish or do we as two cookie people just not get it?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like if you were a hangry person and I was a hangry person, then you would understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. I think we don't get it, but I also think that a lot of times one cookie behavior affects two cookie people.
Oh, it doesn't. Sometimes it just does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's where I'm like, I think regardless of whether or not we get it, if right. we're impacted by right. said behavior, then like right. that's selfish.
It's even like, you know, I don't know if you experience this, but like having a dad and you got shit. The way I set that up was so rude. I didn't even mean it to be. But you know, like having a dad. No, like, you know, like.
What about having a dad? I have a dad.
No, what I'm saying is like, have you ever as a child with a father, like had some food in the fridge or something or like a candy or something that you were saving for yourself and that motherfucker comes in and eats it. And then you're like, why the hell did you eat my candy? And then he goes, I'll buy you another.
Mm-hmm.
That's a one cookie bitch. I'm just saying, I think most people have that.
It is one cookie for sure.
Yeah, that's one cookie behavior.
Oh my gosh, no. I remember I had a roommate who used to do that.
Yeah.
Where it would be like, I had like one drink right. left in the fridge
right.
and then she drank it. And I'm like, girl, what happened to my drink? And she's like, oh, like I was going to replace that before you got home. I didn't realize you were going to be home so soon. And I'm right. like, or you could have just got out and got one.
Right.
Like, why you had to drink mine?
Damn.
But yeah. No, I definitely can relate.
Needless to say, all drunk people are one cookie people, though.
Sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the like comparison, though. It's really interesting.
Yeah, it's
actually.
Interesting. Now that I told you that, I feel
I'm
like
be
you're going to like.
About it.
Yeah, you're going to categorize everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which,
have you ever heard of this, too? Have you heard of like the anal stages?
What?
I said it, anal stages. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay, let me get you on with this. This is Freud, okay?
We love a little Freud.
It's kind of like the same, it's similar.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two types of anal stages, and it's anal retentive and anal expulsive.
Okay.
And the whole idea, some people involve parents in it, and some people just like categorize people as this. The lines get blurred through history, but
mm-hmm.
like an anal retentive person is somebody whose like parents were potty training them, and they were very strict on them about like going in the toilet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas other parents, which is the anal expulsive parents, are teaching their kids like they were way more lenient and way more understanding that like. You're going to learn this when you get it, right?
Mm.
And it kind of is developed, to me, is in between like a type A and a type B personality, whereas like the anal retentive people are very, very much controlling and like want order and are perfectionists and are organized.
Mm.
Whereas anal expulsive people are very type B.
Mm.
And they're very, very like, I guess the messy and more creative and outlandish and like that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the whole situation for that is... Basically, they're saying that the way that your parents potty trained you and the way that you would hold your shit
has a lot to do with how you
has
turn
a lot,
out.
Yeah. Has a lot to do with whether you're type A or type B.
Fascinating.
Yeah. And I know a lot of bitches holding their shit. I do. I do know a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess to prove it, you'd really have to know how people were potty trained, right?
Right. But like, don't you think like low key, you could think of it with yourself now?
I don't remember how I was potty trained.
No.
Just in terms of who I am now.
Yeah. I'm like, are you a shitholder or not?
I can wait. Yeah.
Anal retentive queen. That's right.
It's so funny. Yeah. I mean, the one part I was going to say for sure is I'm like, I can hold my pee for a real long time. They say that's not healthy for you, but I can do it for a long time.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
That I can't do.
But interesting.
Yeah.
Are you an A or a B?
Well, I mean, we've kind of discussed this before.
Yeah.
I think I'm a B that was forced to be an A is my theory for myself. So I think I was shitting my pants. And then one day, I started holding it. That's how I feel.
Good for you.
Yeah. That's how
I'm super proud of you.
I would
for
say
that.
Mostly if I categorize my current self, I fall in the description of perfectionism and control way more than I am lackadaisical.
Yeah.
These days.
Yeah.
But listen, life shoved that shit right back up for me.
Listen.
You know?
She'll put a cork in ya.
She corked me. Mother Earth stuck her cork in me.
Happens to the best of us. It does. Wow.
That'll get ya.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think... It's funny because I don't think I really relate to myself as a type A much. Mm. But cause I'm not somebody who, like, I think needs to be in control.
Right.
But I definitely think that I am someone who creates order for myself and likes structure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird.
I'm like not that on vacation that's going to like try to micromanage. Like I'm like, I'm not that girl.
I think it's a spectrum.
It is.
I think I would lean you more to A than B.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's just because you have your shit together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's interesting because sadly, I think type A, and usually I think of like a very annoying person. And I'm like, I hope that I'm not annoying. I don't think I'm an annoying person. Yeah. But I do think I keep track of my stuff and like,
yeah,
I have my shit together.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I would say like Lil Miss Bean Flick is a type B.
B for Bean.
Yes, yes, yes. Literally.
Yeah.
Ride it like a cowgirl.
Got me feeling like a cowgirl.
Oh, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyway.
That's on that.
And that's on that. I feel like we should move to our favorite Zuggy.
Oh, great.
I think this is a good time.
Great.
Cancel me combo.
Cancel me combo is a silly little term that describes the healthy debate of a mildly or extremely controversial subject wherein daddy and mommy participate in the beloved practice of rock, paper, scissors to select sides and then proceed to argue in favor of their assigned position regardless of their personal beliefs. Disclaimer, neither daddy nor mommy are legally permitted to be canceled from these conversations.
All right. Would you like to announce today's cancel me or would you like me to?
That's a great question. I can try my best.
All right.
All right. Today's cancel me convo is the age old question that I know you guys have been dying for us to debate. And it is, what do we weigh as more important with our partner, looks or money?
Dun, dun, dun.
And I said it, looks or money. We will be fighting, debating viciously.
Wow.
About whether we feel looks or money is more important. And when I'm saying looks or money, just to preface this fight, I ain't talking about like, oh, well, he's a little bit ugly and he's got a little bit of money. I'm talking about rich and busted, all right? Right. Or gorgeous and broke.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's the real prompt. All right? Oof.
We're going to rock, paper, scissors. Rich and busted or gorgeous and broke.
Yep.
Wow.
Rich and busted versus gorgeous and broke. Let's go rock, paper, scissors right now.
Okay, if you win, you are what? Rich and busted?
Yep.
All right.
Ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh my gosh.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, I'm rich and busted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You're rich and busted. I'm gorgeous and broke.
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right. And let's already talk about that.
Yep. I feel like I haven't done a cancel me in like weeks. I think you've been doing the last like three.
I did the last couple.
Yeah.
The show.
Like I'm like realizing right now I'm
You're ready
rusty.
To debate. Oh, rusty. Good.
I'm rusty.
Good. Please be rusty. I thought you're going to be like, I'm like.
Yeah.
Clawing at the gate.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. I mean, looks are everything. I think that having money is great. And I think that it's something that we obviously need to more or less be a participatory person in this world. But I also think that when we sit and we really think about what it is that we're attracted to in a partner, it's typically the looks first. And I think that we all can agree that, you know, you're not going to look at somebody and necessarily know always how much they're worth, but you can definitely look at somebody and tell if they're hot. And you can definitely look at somebody and tell if you're attracted to them. So therefore, let's all play ourselves. I think we have to be wise when it comes to, you know, knowing what it is that we like, knowing what it is that we want. And money is something that, you know, can come, I think, for anybody if you work hard enough. But whether or not you had, you know, amazing genes, it's one of those things that you might or might not be able to work on, depending on what you're working with. But I think, you know, money, it's a beautiful thing to have. I think that we all can appreciate what it is that money does for us. But also, I think when you get those little butterflies in your tummy, there's nothing quite like it. And money doesn't give you those. It's really all about what someone looks like that really gives you that warm, tingly feeling in special places. You know, it comes down to looks. And therefore, when you're seeking a partner, I would say, don't be ashamed to go for the hotter person in the room, even if, you know, they work a regular, maybe minimum wage job. Go for the person that, you know, gives you those feelings, that really excites you and brings you joy to look at. That's my argument.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You kept saying your heart, but you're really talking about your coochie.
Okay. Fair.
That is fair. That is what happened. Okay. I'm gonna level with you real quick, okay? Mm-hmm. It's so much better to date somebody that is rich and busted than somebody that's gorgeous and broke. And I'm going to tell you why. Okay. First off, nobody gives a damn what you look like, especially nowadays. I actually might even be better to be uglier these days because you know what? People be praising. They be praising. They be like, slay queen, even when you're busted as hell. That's the truth. You got to own your shit, but you got to pay me. See, that's the thing. I'm doing a relationship. I can't see, I'm blind, except when it comes to your bank account, because I'm trying to dive in and have a good life, okay? I'm trying to see the beauty of Capri. I'm trying to see the beauty of Paris, France. I'm trying to see the beauty of Dubai with you behind me.
And a soft serve.
Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to see you in front of me, but you know what? Your rich ass can take me there. Now, all I can see is a broke, rich hottie. If you're hot and broken, can provide nothing. So what we're going to do, stare at this gorgeous, gorgeous bitch in a trailer? I'm going to get bored, okay? After a while, I got the internet. I don't need all that. What I need is somebody funding my lifestyle. I'm tired. Guys, I'm tired. Like, I've just been out here doing my best. I've been out here doing my best. And what I'm trying to do is do my best at laying at a chair drinking a margarita. That's what I'm trying to do with this ugly fucking bitch next to me who's paying for it all. So what I want to say is this. I have my priorities straight. I hope you can get that together too. And I'm not going to make a Hinge profile. I'm not going to make a Bumble profile. But what I am going to say is I'm going to put this out there now. If you're rough on the eyes, but deep in the pockets, give me a call. Amen. Also.
Amen.
I feel like I like blacked out during that.
Yeah, you kind of spoke from your spirit.
Yeah, like that was different. Like something came through me there. It was like somebody out there needed to hear that message. Like for real.
Love that.
I didn't even like put one of those like looks only go so far. And what happens when you're 80, you know?
Nah, you spoke from
your spirit. I didn't even say that.
No, you spoke from your spirit.
Well, you know what? I've had a lot of experience with hotties. I'm not just going to say this. You can become ugly to me real quick with that damn mouth.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, I definitely think that, I don't know. I think that having either or, I don't know. I also think most of the time people are somewhere in between. Like, I think I will find things that I find attractive about you if I think you're rich and going to be the best husband
no,
for me.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
And
yeah.
Then likewise, though, if you're gorgeous, I'm probably going to give you a lot of benefits of the doubt right. Where I'm like, you know, like he doesn't have a job yet, but he's working on it. You know?
Right.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like I think you give passes. Yeah, you give passes to both.
Right.
I don't think it's ever like, yeah, no, like my man, like he's, you know,
right.
Busted as hell. But right. Like, thank God. He's a billionaire.
Right.
I would never say that about that. I'm sure that there would be things that I would...
But like low-key though, like if that was the case and it wasn't an in-between, I'm sure you would say it and think it. Yeah. I don't think it'd be rough.
Well, like, okay. I just think it depends. It depends on how interacty you are.
You're going to have to interact. It's your job.
That's where I'm like, I think I would have to be able to successfully interact.
Right.
Find things about that person right. that I can find attractive.
The money and it's the money.
It could just be that.
Yeah.
It could just be that.
Yeah.
And that's what'll get me through.
Right.
You know, but right. then on the flip side too, you know, there's a lot of people where, listen, if they feel like they've won the lottery and found a stallion of a human, they make a lot of excuses for that man
right.
or that woman.
Right.
Both, it goes both ways.
Right.
And I think that's where it's like, you know, I don't know. I can't say that either one is better or yeah. it's whatever matters most to you.
Right. No, the truth is, it's like if you're really gorgeous, you can typically figure out how to monetize that.
Right. You can catch you.
You can catch.
Yeah, yeah. They mutually attract,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You have the gorgeous broke one hooking up with the
rich and busted one. And then they get together.
It's kind of a match made in heaven.
Yeah. Maybe that's what we're doing really here.
That's, yeah.
We're making something.
I think they're making it themselves. I think it's
Ooh.
Already happening.
Ooh. Do you think though, because I feel like we always like see it from the perspective of like, oh, he's only with her because she's gorgeous and 20 and he's mm-hmm. rich as hell and it's like whatever. But I'm like, do you think that they ever like the rich guy, like do they ever care that this young, gorgeous being is with them for the money? Like they got to know that, right?
I think they know.
Yeah,
I think
right?
they know and I think they don't care. I think that's part of the reason why they work so hard for it.
Right.
Is to get the attention of that thing, the
right,
young one.
Right.
The young hot.
Yeah.
Because it's like otherwise, like, I don't know, unless you're like just a super competitive human.
Right.
I think deep down, you're definitely seeking the validation
right.
of like a partner or at least somebody that you deem to be a specimen. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
But
honestly, to each their own.
It's interesting.
Well, today's been lovely. Thank you all, as always, for tuning in.
We love you.
Yes. We'll see you again real soon. Take care now. Bye.